This is Dr. Dave coming to you live from SoCal. This will be my first podcast of 2024. I kind of pooped out and stopped because I couldn't find a direction or theme that satisfied listeners from 30 different countries. That's correct. I have 30 different countries somehow listening to my podcast since the beginning of COVID, January 2020. Now, I realize most of those were for COVID information and misinformation and disinformation received and corrected over the last several years, but I need to hear from the 30 countries that are listening to me, mostly on Spotify. I have a 53% demographic female and a perfect advertising demographic of 18 to 55, with 53% or 54% being in that age range. But I have no commercials, and I don't plan on having commercials because this is not by any means a adventure into making money. It's a communicating 72 years of being a doctor, being a police officer, being a movie producer, an artist, and an inventor now. So I'll bring you up to date on my latest endeavors. I'm a semi-retired physician of 35 years in family practice and board certified, residency trained at UC Irvine Medical Center. I spent 7 to 8 years both in a high desert police department where I did vice narcotics on a limited basis, mostly patrol, and chasing jackrabbits in a town with one man car and one car per shift. Lateral transferred into East Los Angeles, was in first car on the scene of one of my officers being shot 3 times. There are 3 podcasts on shots fired, officers are down. I then had a celestial visitation on going to medical school. A C, not even plus, student somehow had a celestial visit in my police car, told me 3 times to become a physician, and that's well documented and memorialized on several of my prior podcasts. But if this is your first podcast or you listen to my prior podcast, I need to have you send me information, nice, please, on what you want to hear, what interests you. There must be some common thread for 30 countries to be involved. I can't figure it out because I'm all over the board. I have raising children. I have being reconciled to God. I have finding Jesus. I have how to learn math and math muscle. So it's a plethora of topics, from law enforcement to movie business to being a physician, etc. So what I'll give you today is a short update, but what I want is feedback. I need feedback. I don't want to make a podcast channel that's been around since January 2020 to disappear with thousands and thousands of listeners from 30 different countries. I think it'd be a waste of time, of accomplishment, and something inside there, what I'm talking about, interests people from all walks of life, and I'm the guy that's clueless as to what that is. If I could hone in on that and make that the theme of the program, voila, we might grow. But again, I promise no commercials. So the latest update is my other son is a orthopedic surgeon. My other son beside him is a film writer, producer, director, and him and I have made three motion pictures together. So my oldest son, after being gone for a long time doing residency and fellowship and training for orthopedic surgeon and trauma surgeon, we got together and had a epiphany, much like the two guys that went to Paris and couldn't get a taxi, came up with Uber. We came up with a Soundka Link. Soundka Link is a compilation and twisting. I'm going to keep this PG-13 because I have grandchildren that listen, of two Greek words meaning physician in a box, like Jack in a Box, if you know what that is, physician in a box, doctor in a box. And I had to reverse engineer it. I probably couldn't tell you where it came from, but I have it written down somewhere. The theme of the idea, the epiphany that my son and I had was, what's wrong with telehealth medicine, where you call the doctor comes on FaceTime or Zoom or Skype or whatever video, and you tell him your problems, and he kind of looks at you and you raise your foot so the camera can see your foot, and you tell him your symptoms, and he prescribes some medicine and calls it into the pharmacy, and off you go. So I did that during COVID for 3 months for another company. I'd get up very early and I would put in an 8 to 10 hour day, and one after another, but the camera was fixed. I didn't have vital signs. I didn't have any way to do tests like urinalysis, electrocardiogram. And so we came up with, what if we could bridge the gap? So the product that we now have a patent on is no longer patent pending, is patent obtained, is a box with a doctor inside. And what it, the difference is of all the other boxes with a doctor inside is our box has a electromechanical device we design and our engineer put together that delivers medicine immediately on the spot, 24/7. So your box is locked and it's in your closet and you don't feel good. So you take the box out, you unlock it, you type in your symptoms on the app, and what the app tells you, all right, do a pulse oximeter. It's right there in front of you. You don't know how to do it, push a button. It shows you a little video, how to put the pulse oximeter on your finger, how to read it. You put in the reading. If it tells you to do electrocardiogram, you put the little mobile electrocardiogram between the palms of your hand, and it records to the app. So it's algorithm and some AI involved that keeps growing and tells us what diagnostic test, like a COVID test, a pregnancy test, urinalysis, gonorrhea test, would you like to know? So it gives you the diagnostic tools. Then it gives you a riffoscope that I can put in your nose, I can put in your throat, I can look in your ear. And this is all transmitted to the doctor. The doctor comes on, and then the voila is the doctor can make a diagnosis and he can push a button. And the box actually has an electromechanics device that's secured in that talks to us, gives us inventory, tells us where it is. And it turns around, and a secret little door opens, and a specialized extraction tool is taken, and the vial of medicine is removed, and the medicine is now in the palm of your hand. You can put it in your mouth, and you are treated for the first 24 hours of the 20 top ailments that people go to the emergency room for. That's our patented invention. So, added to the other stuff I do, I have a patented invention with my son that we want to start out in the Colombian Amazon. Yes, not Amazon Bezos, Amazon Colombia. We have a missionary group that all of my children have all gone to. My daughter-in-law's gone, and all my sons and I have made trips with this group to different countries to do medical outreach to the poor. So this company that we have been working with, and when everything's finalized, I'll give you all the information, will be fundraising on a video that we shot explaining the Link device. And we can be on Starlink in the middle of the Amazon jungle. The doctor can be sitting at home in his pajamas if he wants to, and he can see patients anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. So what does that do? You have probably close to 50 to 80,000 US doctors that are retired, some are retired, freshly retired, thinking about being retired, and they would love to practice missionary medicine, but they don't want to get on a boat, train, or plane and fly someplace with a mosquito net and go on malaria medicine and be in the jungle. But they can sit in their own home and see patients and dispense medicine, talk to the aid worker, and with modern technology, we are now connecting physicians with needed patients all over the world. So that's the latest idea, and we are manufacturing these, and soon we will need to jump to obviously a lot of money to make more, but five are being shipped out in very durable cases to the Amazon within the next 2 months. So, more information to follow, and that's an update on what I'm doing. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear, there's a way on Spotify and some of the other app that you listen to this on that can give you a written or audio feedback on telling me what's interesting, what's not interesting, what you'd like to hear more of, or what you'd like to hear less of. So I hope you're doing well. I would like to retract a lot of the stuff I said earlier in 2020. I'm not a fan of the COVID vaccine any longer. It's an untested, and it just seems to me this is not scientific. It's not have a P factor. There's no statistical data done. It just seems to me like there's a lot of people dropping dead of early age for unknown reasons. And it's all not all fentanyl overdoses or suicides. So I do not any longer myself take the COVID vaccine. I live in a state of, I just told you, where me sharing with my patients, and obviously I don't have a patient-doctor relationship with you, but maybe some of you I do. And if I were to go against the governor of this Golden State and say something different than his narrative, then I am liable, as of January 1st, 2024, of being arrested, having my license taken away from me, having a civil or criminal prosecution because I'm spreading, in their eyes, disinformation. But the patient-doctor confidentiality still exists, and they can fold it five ways and put it where the moon doesn't shine. It's not going to inhibit me from telling my podcast crew or my patients currently what I think of the vaccine and the risk and the benefits as I see them now. So, short podcast, and haven't done one in 6 months. Not much else going on except for I just completed a task where I made a learning device for an 18-month-old. And if you have children or had children or have grandchildren, you once were yourself 18 months old, that their brain development is starting to explode at 18 months. Their emotional changes are dramatic. Their language skills improve dramatically. They start developing their own personalities, and it's not the terrible twos. I don't like that because not everybody's terrible at two. It's just their development stage. But I made an apparatus that has four switches. Follow me now. Four different switches. One's a common light switch like you have on the wall. One is a double pull, double throw, two-way with three position switch. The second one is a hidden magnetic switch like you'd find in a home that has a burglary alarm. So when you open the door, the magnet slides away from the contact and the alarm goes off because the circuit is now open. And the fourth one is a toggle switch. So there's two things that happen. On top of this small device, which is about 6 by 6, locked in a box with a lot of wires and a 9-volt battery and a 4.5-volt battery pack of three AA batteries, 1.5 each, is a circular light like you have in a disco or atop a police car. That has a little red light that goes around and it's kind of a strobey light, but it's not very bright. And the other one is a solenoid that goes in and out and pops its head out. And we'll probably put a little flower on that or some kind of a recognizable icon. And then it goes back in the box and hides. Now, the trick is for the 18-month-old to first have to explain to the parents that. Two switches have to be activated for one of these devices to work. Now there's four switches, so you have a lot of options. One switch goes three ways, the other switch goes two ways. One switch is invisible, but it does have a painted circle and a magnet that's free floating. So the trick is for the child to first acquaint themselves with the switches they know. Play with the other switches by experimenting and then seeing what kind of reaction they get. The parent is to then help the child in switching the second switch on so they get an immediate feedback and a little dopamine dump and they get interested. Then the next step is the parent is to take away their help and make the child understand that they have to switch two switches on to get any one of the two objects to work. So we'll see how that goes on. I think it's a great learning device besides just a toy that no matter what you touch, it works. It makes a noise, makes a honk, makes a, this they have to think and they have to play with these different toggle switches and three-way switches and magnet switches to figure out that they both have to be on to get the required reaction. So I'll keep posted on that. As compared to our link, our Amazon project. And the only other thing is I'll leave you with a verse that you Bible scholars and you Bible novices can both try to tackle. And the verse is in Romans 12, the 12th chapter of Romans, the epistle from Paul to the Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 20. Verse 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If the enemy is, I'm paraphrasing because I'm not reading this. If your enemy is thirsty, feed him. And in thus doing, you will heap burning coals on their head. Then it says, do not return evil for evil, return good for good. Vengeance are mine, saith the Lord. So the question is, what does Paul mean by heaping coals on your head? If you ever read scripture, you should always read above and below. What is the context of what Paul's telling you? He's telling you first to be nice to not even your friends or your neighbors, but your enemies. So if your enemy is thirsty, give him some water. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Then below that, it says, don't return evil for evil or insult for insult, but vengeance are mine, saith the Lord. And in between, we have sandwich this verse that says, in so doing, you'll be heaping hot coals on top of your head. So I know what I know it to be, or believed it to be. I've listened to many different scholars and read commentary. There's also a strong concordance, which will give you the word. Every single word in the Bible has a number, and you look up the word, and it'll show you where else the word was used in the Bible. So you can get the context of the Greek or Hebrew from the Septuagint copy to see if that word matches what you think he's saying. So it's kind of a Bible twister, and see what you come up with, and we'll discuss it next time. Every Friday, I do a Zoom Bible study, and that's what we're talking about currently, and see if we can figure out what exactly Paul had in mind with heaping burning coals on your head. Until next time, God bless. Stay safe, and need feedback. Send me feedback. 30 countries, can't let that go to waste. All right, guys, till the next time, it won't be 6 months, it'll be pretty soon. So, hope to see you. Hope you're well. Start listening, send it to your friends, and let's get this thing going.